You know, another not so softball. Like, what's the deal with Vista? I mean, what? Seriously, I mean.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. I mean, what, you know, shall I say? I read a very funny blog.
Vista, the second most popular operating system in history, behind
one,
XP.
The one that you get no choice to getting. Yeah.
Let me see that thing. You got Vista on that thing?
No. Why would I do that?
Yeah, see, you have a choice.
But wouldn't you like
you're
to?
You're one of the few that
like
made
to,
the wrong choice.
Wait a minute.
That's
wouldn't you like to use a computer like this? You can just take out of a little envelope and.
This is heavier than my PC. It's true. That thing is heavier than the Toshiba I carry.
But this is more powerful than the Toshiba.
No, that thing is missing half the features of the PC. Where's your DVD drive? Let me look for that. I have a bake-off with my Tosh versus that thing backstage.
Yeah, but DVDs are passe.
Tell that to your kids on a long flight, pal.
I can't help it if you don't sell any movies. What do you want from my life? Where were we? You just kind of threw me here, you know. I thought I was.
It's a two-way street.
I thought I was controlling this.
You are.
I'm never going to invite you back to mix. So what if somebody says, you know, Steve, I mean, Microsoft has lost its focus. You know, before it was OSs, and then, all right, so you got into apps, and now you have Xboxes and Live and phones and all this. How can you possibly do all this stuff well? What do you say to that person? Besides, you know, up yours, I mean.
I'd say a couple things. Number one, in this industry, I actually think the great companies either move forward or they become less relevant. Mm-hmm. I actually don't really think there's an option called do one thing, do the same thing for 100 years, never broaden your footprint. I mean, software is this funny thing. Everybody here knows it actually never wears out. You know, you have to constantly be moving forward, pushing.
Okay.
The thing we've done, which a lot of companies in our industry don't, is I would say we've already built two different skill sets, a desktop skill set and an enterprise skill set. And now the question is, are we going to build two new? Because we're trying. A strong kind of consumer devices skill set and an online skill set. Most companies only really build one skill set, even if they have multiple products. Now, I told you I think Apple does some pretty good work, but Apple's skill set is really in devices, kind of consumer devices. Mm-hmm. They don't do much of the rest of the stuff. They're not really in the enterprise. They've punted, which is okay, on online, okay by me. And but that's a particular perspective. And, you know.
Apple might say you punted on OSs, but that's okay.
They'd be wrong. Every day, statistically, they'd be wrong. But at the end of the day. And the last time I checked, there were still a lot of people and a lot of governments who think we got a very high market share. But anyway.
Especially in the EU.
No comment. No, so at the end of the day, is that actually a weakness or a strength? I think it's a strength. We've built two different capabilities. Most guys only build one. Will we build the third and a fourth? We'll see. And we have to push ourselves every day because in this business, again, if you don't continuously improve what you're doing, you do become less relevant. And you do get guys in Hawaiian shirts who will tease you about anything that's not perfect. And that's fair.
Well, you notice we skipped the Vista question because of that great deflection. But anyway.
Look, I want to take the Vista. Give me the Vista question again.
Tell us,
I like Vista.
What's the status of Vista? What's happening? I mean,
Vista's been very, very popular in the consumer world. I'm not saying that there aren't things that customers choose to comment on. The number one issue we've had customers issues on are application compatibility and driver compatibility. We made a very concrete set of choices in order to enhance the security. Vista is a very secure system. We've had very little issue of that kind. I'd say it's the most secure client operating system out there. But we did make the choice to to kind of hurt compatibility. And our customers have let us know that that has been very painful. A couple of things have happened. A lot of the apps have now been upgraded to be compatible. Mm-hmm. The drivers have been upgraded. We've shipped our first service pack one, which allows us to factor in a lot of the quality and other suggestions that people have made. And I think we'll start to see more uptake now in the business market. And Vista continues to sell quite strongly in the consumer market.
Okay. you know, I mean, in your house, I'm not going to. Let's.
But you're not a user, so we won't know what you think.
You know, honestly.
You want to tell me what somebody else thinks? Come on. What? We'll get rid of this. We'll get your real machine. And then you can email me your feedback.
You mean one with Ethernet built in? Yeah, what a
For example.
Yeah, what a concept, huh?